郵便家としてのエイブラハム・リンカン James Price Abraham Lincoln as an orator
Lincoln's speeches make him known by his words as readers of history know him by his deeds. In popularly governed countries, the great statesman is almost of necessity an orator. Though his eminence as a speaker may be no true measure either of his momentary power or of his permanent fame, for wisdom, courage, and tact bear little direct relation to the gift for speech. But whether that gift be present in greater or in lesser degree, the character and ideas of a statesman are best studied through his own words. This is particularly true of Lincoln.Because he was not what may be called a professional orator. There have been many famous orators whose speeches we may read for the beauty of their language or for the wealth of ideas they contain, with comparatively little regard to the circumstances of time and place that led to their being delivered. Lincoln is not one of these. His speeches need to be studied in close relationto the occasions which called them forth. What is a great man? Common speech, which, after all, must be our guide to the sense of the terms which the world uses, gives this name to many sorts of men. How far greatness lies in the power and range of the intellect, how far in the strength of the will, how far in elevation of viewand aim and purpose. This is a question too large to be debated here. But of Abraham Lincoln, it may be truly said that in his greatness, all three elements were present. He had not the brilliance, either in thought or word or act, that dazzles, nor the restless activity that occasionally pushes to the front even persons with gifts not of the first order.He was a patient, thoughtful, melancholy man whose intelligence, working sometimes slowly but always steadily and surely, was capacious enough to embrace and vigorous enough to master the incomparably difficult facts and problems he was called to deal with. His executive talent showed itself not in sudden and startling strokes,but in the calm serenity with which he formed his judgments and laid his plans, in the undismayed firmness with which he adhered to them in the face of popular clamor, of conflicting counsels from his advisers, sometimes even of what others deemed all but hopeless failure. These were the qualities needed in one who had to pilot the Republic through the heaviest storm that had ever broken upon it.But the mainspring of his power and the truest evidence of his greatness lay in the nobility of his aims, in the fervor of his conviction, in the stainless rectitude which guided his action and won for him the confidence of the people. Without these things, neither the vigor of his intellect nor the firmness of his will would have availed.